You're in Duck's house. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music. Starting the set out with Papa Charlie Jackson from 1929, singing Papa Charlie and Blind Blake Talk About It. I'm Duck Landis, and you're in Duck's house. Thank you. just heard Yuckel's Wabash 5 play Two Quart Blues. Here's Clyde Hall singing, I Got a Home in New Orleans.
But it born Mrs. Helen Green. I mean Mrs. Helen Green. But I mean Mrs. Helen Green. She's a sweet brown skin woman. Just as sweet as a cold ice cream. Well, she's sweet as a cold ice cream, a cold ice cream. But I said she's sweet as a cold ice cream. Every time she buy me silk shirt low, but she buy black silk crepe machine. She buy the black silk crepe machine. But she buy the black silk crepe machine. Well, she put my knee shawl on my pocket. Better known is Ella Green. Better known is Ella Green. Better known is Ella Green. I sure want to see Mrs. Helen, because she's sweet as a cold ice.
All right, now. So now I got a home in Oklahoma.
Well, well, well.
Yes, and I got a home in
Oklahoma.
Hold on, old Helen. Japanese.
Tommy Woods and a group of convicts singing, Captain, I Got a Home in Oklahoma. Here's Ray Wood with Sugar Babe.
On April 13, 1939, the first is a contribution to Sugar Babe, a tune previously recorded by Mr. Lomax. What you gonna do when the branch goes dry, Sugar Babe? What you gonna do when the branch goes dry, Sugar Babe? What you gonna do when the branch goes dry? Sit on the banks and watch the crawfish die. Sugar babe.
Me long since
said not even me. Agon, one long summer to wake up soon. I'm tired of eating my breakfast by the light of noon. You well, my heart, the sorrow in the tears come rolling down. I start to write a letter, but I light it down. My heart.
Abraham Powell with a cornfield hauler. Now we're going to hear Henry Trevelyan, track calling.
Back breaking holes, young men. Where the valley is a buggy, and the icy is a horse. Northeast is the captain, but the ailing end is the ball. But the ailing end is the ball. Now, boys, new hopes this time. We're going to put it where the captain wanted to put this time. Evelina had a garden. One side were the maters, and on the other side were our potatoes. And on the other side was fall evergreen. And on the other side, watermelon. And on the other side, rutabaga. And on the other side, fall evergreen. Fall evergreen. Fall evergreen. Why don't you pick it up? Why don't you throw it away? Why don't you pick it up? Why don't you throw it away? You can throw it away if you want to. You can pick it up when I tell you to. When I tell you to, why don't you pick it up? When I tell you to, why don't you throw it away? Until the captain says that 'tis enough done. Well, boy, be going out east a piece now. If you want to, have a good time. Take the alien in, go to good time. If you want to, have a good time. Take the alien in on the free now. Take the alien in on the free now. Take the alien in and check your load. Take the alien in and check your load. Take the alien in and take your through freight out of Denman into Norfolk. Out of Denman into Norfolk. Why don't you walk about? Why don't you talk about? Why don't you walk about? Why don't you talk about? Hello, man.
Hello, hello. Mr. Wayne, this is Paul. Come on, Shane. Come on, Shane.
Was Mrs. G.A. Griffin calling chickens. Here's original Dixieland jazz band, Morning Blues.
Thank you. Been listening to all this talk about this character they call Richard, but I can't seem to find old Richard around. So I figured I better come down by Richard's place and see what old Dick's putting down.
You know one thing? Richard must be up there breaking the law. There must be some reason he won't open that door.
Yeah, I'm late for a date, but you know I'm gonna wait to see Richard here when he opens that gate.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Dick, come out and open that door. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Dickie. Open the door and let us in. The door, Dickie. Dick, why don't you open that door?
Okay, okay. What's all the excitement about down there, man?
Hey, who are you up there with your head stuck out the window?
I'm Richard.
You're Richard. Well, get away from that window and come on around and open this damn door.
Now, listen here. I'm in here having myself a ball. I got me a fine, mellow little chick, and the blue lights are on. My old wife's way down in Birmingham, Alabama. And everything is groovy. What happened? Everybody starts hollering for me to open the door. Bill Harris wants me to open the door. Bing Crosby wants me to open the door. Jack Benny wants me to open the door. If I won't open up for them, damn if I'll open up for you. Why can't you give a man a little peace?
That's what you've been getting. You come out of here and open that door and give us a little peace.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
That was Walter Brown and Tiny Grim Sextet with their version of Open the Door, Richard. Now we're going to listen to Harry the Hipster Gibson from 1944, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine.
Every night, and ooh, I see a dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. Now she wants to swing the island fling. Says that fancy dream's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure, and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the benzodrine in Mrs. Murphy's old tea? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the benzodrine in Mrs. Murphy's old team? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the benzodrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, get in.
It's a lonesome old town when you're not around. I'm lonely as I can be.
Heard Les Paul and Mary Ford. It's a Lonesome Old Town, You've been listening to Duck's House. We're going to play the set out with a track from Rex Stewart, Bo Blues.
And somebody's got to go. If you find you smelling strong, no use staying that way long. For 7 cents, you can't go wrong. Your best friend won't tell you so, heed my song. Now, hell is bad, horses is worse, but if you've got B.O., brother, that's a curse. It makes you so blue and forlorn, you regret that you were born. Now, there's a grocer round my way who gets this stuff in every day. Repeat patron at the door and sells this stuff by the score. Listen, Book, don't get sore, but the old never won no war. Get here, buddy, and sing this song. The old been here, but he's dead and gone. That's too much, 'cause no one likes that foul touch. In older for folks who like you well, you can't be toting no evil smell. I'm so glad that cat is gone, Rex.
No, he ain't gone. He must be still here. I hear him.
Did I hear him?
Yes.
No, that cat is gone, but the memory of him lingers on.
And I don't mean box office either.
Thanks for listening.